time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. Your baby thinks I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right. And here we are with Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show for another week with your host Matt. Lots of awesome sounds from Australia, Canada, new music, and New Zealand. Actually, New Zealand slash USA, because this week we're going to start the show with Unknown Mortal Orchestra, a band that had its origins in New Zealand but currently based in Portland, Oregon in the United States. So that will be cool, because the Unknown Mortal Orchestra story is an interesting one. We have played some of their more recent music, especially from the Multi Love album, but I didn't really know this until I did some more research, but Unknown Mortal Orchestra was literally unknown. It's an interesting story that Ruben Nielsen of the band, he was just living in Portland. He'd moved there from New Zealand. And he posted a home recorded track and put it up on the internet. It's called Funny Friends. And it was just an anonymous profile on Bandcamp. So this was on May 17th, 2010. And through a bizarre twist of fate, within a day, a whole bunch of music blogs, including Pitchfork, had got a hold of it and thought it was a brilliant track. And nobody knew who this guy was. And eventually they tracked Nielsen down, Ruben Nielsen, and he, I guess, said, okay, it's me, and I'm called Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And then he went on to record a self-titled debut and then a second album. And now Multi Love has been a pretty big hit around the world. So, interesting story. I mean, that's pretty rare for that to happen. Previously, Ruben Nielsen was from a band called Mint Chicks from New Zealand. So, at some point in time, he relocated to Portland, Oregon, where it believe he had some family. So we're going to play for you that track right now, Funny Friends, which he put up on Bandcamp in 2010. It ended up being the lead-off track on the debut album. And then we're going to play a track that I really like from the second album, and it is called From the Sun. And we're going to follow that up with the song by Chris Knox. I read an interview with Ruben Nielsen from Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and he's talking about, you know, home recording techniques and what inspired him. And Chris Knox, the great Kiwi lo-fi pioneer, was a real big influence for him. And we've played some Chris Knox on the show before. Always good to revisit his work. So we're going to play a track from his called Meat. Okay, so let's get into it. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Here's Funny Friends from his very first song that he put up on the internet. And actually, I will say at this point that this is an interesting show, because we have another US connection soon. Today's special guest is Tanya Gallagher. And she, another very fascinating person, she's from Florida and found herself in Vancouver, where she recorded an album. We're going to be talking to her a little bit later on in the show. But first up, here we go. Here's Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Funny Friends.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And this is a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. We're on Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstranded. Kicking it off with some Kiwi music, Unknown Mortal Orchestra at the top of the set. And the very first track was the very first song ever to be released. Before the band even had a name, that track, Funny Friends, was popped out onto the internet. It's called Funny Friends, and there was no title, and so funnily enough, instantly this track became known in blogs, interesting blogs around the world. I guess it happens sometimes, and they tracked down Ruben, who was actually the instigator of the track, and he said, yes, this is me, and I guess I'm called Unknown Mortal Orchestra. I'm from New Zealand, but I live now in Portland, Oregon. And ever since then, the band, he got a touring band together. And there's now three albums out. Multi-Love is the latest one. And the second track you heard there was called From the Sun, and it's from the second album. And then finally, we play Chris Knox, another a Kiwi and a big influence on Ruben of Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Ruben Nielsen is his name, and I read an article online talking about DIY recording, because the early Unknown Mortal Orchestra was recorded in a basement or house in Portland after Ruben had relocated from New Zealand. And in the article, he name-checked Chris Knox, the great Kiwi DIY pioneer. So we played for you a track of his called Meat. All right, so an interesting New Zealand-USA connection at the start, and later on we're going to have a very interesting Canadian-USA connection, because our extra special guest today is Tanya Gallagher. She is a singer-songwriter from Florida, but currently based in Vancouver, where she's studying, and she has a fascinating story around how she actually ended up there through the musical world. We're going to get to that pretty soon. But first up, let's get into brand new Australian music. Now, Larissa Tandy is a friend of the show. She's ideal for the show because she is an expat Australian who lives in Vancouver, records and creates very good quality music. She's from Melbourne, and she has just released the debut single from her full-length album, her first full-length, and it's a beautiful song. I can't get it out of my head. It's called Harder, Heavier, and we're going to play it for you right now. And she's got a fantastic film clip she's just released for it, featuring a whole bunch of her friends, including possibly the host of this little show. So I recommend checking that out, Harder, Heavier by Larissa Tandy. Here's the track now. I'm going to follow that up with Mick Harvey. He's put out an album of Serge Gainsbourg covers called Delirium Tremens. Of course, Mick Harvey is a legendary Australian musician who was the longtime sideman of Nick Cave, member of the Bad Seeds. And then we're going to get to you a new band from Australia called No Sister. This is Stranded, and here we go. This is Larissa Tandy with Harder and Heavier.
Ground fell out from under me. Now I know I it felt like we. And I never felt so lucky. So the upside of taking risks, and I thought the same applied to money. You ought to save it for rainy days. You know I could never roll that way. You've had enough. I want a little bit more. Just enough to make
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded this week. So, at the top of the set there was the stunning new single from Larissa Tandy. She is a Melbourne expat who lives in Vancouver right now. We actually interviewed her on the show last year. If you go to our blog, ozstrandedradio.com, on the left-hand side, we have an interviews tab. And you can search for Larissa Tandy. Very interesting person and fabulous song off her debut full length, which is not out yet, but that's the first taste. The song is Harder, Heavier. In the middle was Mick Harvey. This is something unexpected I just discovered. He put out an album of Serge Gainsbourg covers. The album is called Delirium Tremens, and that song was Don't Say a Thing, featuring a woman by the name of Xanth Waite. I don't know if that's how you pronounce her first name, X-A-N-T-H-E. I admittedly don't know much about Serge Gainsbourg, just other than he's a very well-renowned French guy, a very influential person, musician. After that was No Sister from Melbourne. They're a band who reached out online. They sent me an email. They're from Melbourne, and they sent me that track there, which was called Overpass, a pretty cool industrial-sounding track there. And it's going to be on their self-titled, self-released LP out next month. So you can find more information about No Sister at nosister.bandcamp.com. So thanks for getting in touch, guys. You can do that if you're a musician, a Canadian or Australian. Please do get in touch. Again, the blog is ozstrandedradio.com, and we have an email address there. Now, here's something very extra special. We have a guest this week on the show who has a connection to the United States. Her name is Tanya Gallagher, and I met her today in Williams Lake, British Columbia. She played a show at the Bean Counter Cafe. There's a series of Sunday sessions, some brunch shows that Brandon Hoffman is putting on all through the summer. And Tanya Gallagher was the second artist. Last week's was a woman by the name of Sober Becky. I didn't get to that one, unfortunately, but I went along today. Tanya Gallagher, very good songwriter from Florida, Pensacola, Florida, which is a long, long way away. And she drove here, not all the way from Florida, but she drove all the way up from Vancouver today. She's based there where she's currently studying. She's doing a PhD, I believe, in ecology, and a very, very smart woman and great songwriter. And we chatted today about her life, how she ended up in Vancouver, first of all, through music, and then secondly, through studies. She kind of stayed there to study. And she plays music around Vancouver as well. So before we play the interview, let's play for you a track from Tanya Gallagher from her second release. It's called Oh My Love. I think it was her first full length. It came out in 2013. Let's play a track called Planes, Trains, and Buses, and then we'll get into the interview. Here we go. Here's Tanya Gallagher of Vancouver, but from Florida originally. Caught a bus
Texas sky was as big as I'd ever seen. I pushed on a westward, hoping maybe I'd strike gold, that you'd come after me.
So that was Tanya Gallagher with the song Planes, Trains and Buses. It's a lead-off track to her 2003 record, Oh My Love. And she is our extra special guest today. As I said, I spoke with her at Williams Lake, BC, this morning on a park bench. She is up for a show from Vancouver where she's based, but she is originally from Florida. Very interesting person. So let's get into the interview and also a live acoustic track. Extra special guest today is Tanya Gallagher. I'm sitting on a park bench in Williams Lake, BC with Tanya. Hello.
Hi.
I didn't expect to wake up today and be sitting on a bench talking with someone with a Southern American accent. Very unusual in this part of the world. Tanya, how did you find yourself here on a Sunday?
So I'm originally from Pensacola, Florida, basically Lower Alabama. And I moved to Vancouver, British Columbia 3 years ago to pursue a PhD in forestry. And so I met Brandon through music, and now I'm up here. I was invited to come up here and play, so I made the 7-hour drive up.
Definitely worth it.
Oh, absolutely worth it.
Florida to Vancouver to produce an album.
Yes.
And what was the chain of events that led to that?
So I did a master's down at the University of West Florida, and my roommate and one of my colleagues in the master's program was from Canada. And so through her I met, she passed along an album that her friend had put together, and I listened to it and I just loved it. And I said, is this your friend? And she said, yes. And so I said, I'm going to email him. So I emailed him and he came down to visit my roommate, and we were chatting, and I said, would you, if I came to Vancouver, would you record my album? And he said, sure, if you come up, we'll do it. And so there's a fellow by the name of Ethan Milne, and he's a really talented multi-instrumentalist and has some really awesome CDs. So I came up and I recorded with him, and Brandon was his roommate at the time in Vancouver, and Brandon ended up playing on the album and mastering it. And then whenever I came up to Vancouver, Brandon was kind of one of my first friends in the area. So we met up within that first week of me moving and hit it off and started playing music. So we've been recording together and playing music ever since. One of my real good buddies.
Yeah,
so.
That's a really fascinating story.
Yeah.
Florida to Vancouver. And I'm curious about, I guess, comparing and contrast your musical world down in Florida to now in Vancouver. What was the transition like?
So it was, it's different. In Florida, I used to play 4 or 5 nights a week, and I would do 3 to 4 hour sets. And I had it's a nice tight-knit group of musicians down there, I would say, and they're wonderful musicians and great venues to play, but you're typically the house band, and so you play these 3-4 hour sets where you're playing half covers, and I might throw in one of my songs, like one every 5 songs. So it's not, it didn't, a lot of the places where you got played a flat rate and could actually make a living, or in my case, you know, make extra money while I was going through school, you didn't so much get to hone the craft of your original and trying to, you know, make that set where that's like the banter and everything that goes along with like presenting those original songs. And so in that sense, I mean, it's a little different because in Vancouver I find that it's, you know, typically you're playing with multiple bands and you're doing 45 minute sets and they really want the original stuff, and that's really great. I mean, I enjoy both, and but it's been fun in Vancouver. It's pushed me a lot more to share kind of my music with other people, which can be a little vulnerable sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, because if they don't like this song, then it's not just they didn't like that artist. It's, oh, they didn't like this. But I mean, but that's at the same time, it's it can be really rewarding whenever people really do enjoy it, and so that's nice.
And then in terms of your recorded output, so you recorded that album in 2013.
It was called Oh My Love.
And we're going to play some tracks from it today. Can you tell us a bit about the themes for that? I mean, I picked up in some of the lyrics definitely references to Southern America, you know, your life there.
Yeah. So it's mostly, whenever I started doing that project, I sent Lethan like 35 tracks, I think, and we whittled it down to doing the 10 that we liked the most. And so with that, a lot of them that came to the surface were the songs about, you know, heartbreak songs or kind of this, like, places and longing and that sort of thing. And so so that's very much the theme behind it, is it's kind of sad little heartbreak songs, but those are the ones that oftentimes make me really happy. So,
you know, I was just reading an article today before I came about, like, scientists have actually determined, like, that listening to sad songs make people happy. Like, we all kind of intuitively know that somehow, and they've described why exactly.
Yeah,
so
I'd be interested to read that. I just feel like it's that it kind of makes you more human whenever you're like, oh, somebody's gone through that, and you, that it's some sort of connectedness. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
that's always how I feel whenever I hear a song that just kind of like pulls at your heartstrings. I'm just like, oh, this is so good.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Well, full steam ahead with those. The ones you played today were fantastic.
Oh, thank
and
you.
The mandolin really is beautiful too with Brandon.
Oh, I love playing with him.
So in terms of your current activity then, is there anything else on the horizon for new music coming through?
Or? Absolutely. So Brandon and I recorded a little EP, and it's kind of a sat for a little while. I just wasn't ready to put it out yet and didn't feel like it was time. And now it's finally time, and so that'll be coming out in September, beginning of October, and so that's called Virginia, and it's 2 fully produced tracks and then 5 bonus tracks with just me and a guitar.
Okay.
So I'm excited to put that out. I've been hand making covers and doing artwork with a graphic designer, and yeah, it'll be exciting to put new music out.
So. Great. Well, make sure you keep in touch and we'll air some on the show.
Absolutely.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and yeah, normally we don't interview or play music from people from America, but you know what? This is CanCon because you're here, and that's good enough for me. You've come this far.
I've talked to other radio stations. They ask me, they say, how much of the, I guess it's maple or something, have the 5 things that they look at, and I say, well, you know, it was recorded in Vancouver, it was played by Canadian musicians, it was engineered by a Canadian, and I'm the only thing that's not Canadian on it. So, and they were like, well, then you're basically Canadian.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll take it, you know.
Exactly.
So.
You do have your guitar out here.
I do.
And yeah, maybe we could squeeze in a track.
Sure.
This is Tanya Gallagher, and we're sitting here in Williams Lake, BC, on a park bench outside of the Bean Counter Cafe, where Tanya is partway through performing. She's done one set. There's a middle act playing now, and she'll be back for the rest of the afternoon for another hour or so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're ready. I can go ahead. This is a song that I actually haven't put out, so you'll be the first one to hear it. There you go. So it's one that I wrote in collaboration with a friend of mine back in Virginia. And yeah, so it's called Whiskey Hearts. Just to pass the time.
knows that it's not because I'm always on your mind. What's more than a man's ambition is his foolish pride. Well, darling, don't let me stand in your way, 'cause you're not standing in mine. We're alone together, we're alone apart. What I thought was love, it was nothing at all. Stupid boys and their whiskey hearts. You act like I'm just nothing to you. Is this how you feel? Strong enough now, oh, to handle the truth in time, my heart will heal. Tell me, why does a good man hide his thoughts to not be found? The only time I've seen him satisfied is when he drinks that whiskey down. We're alone together, it was nothing at all. Stupid boys and their whiskey hearts. Well, if you need proof that you are the one, I got 99 of them on the tip of my tongue, and I'm making for something down deep in my bones. Yeah, the times that I'm lonely ain't the times I'm alone, and it's your voice that's ringing when I wake up past noon. Yeah, I misspoke my words, I wasn't thinking of you at all. We're alone apart. What I thought was love, it was nothing at all. Stupid boys and their whiskey hearts.
Beautiful song. Thank you, Tanya Gallagher.
Thank you.
Brand new song, never heard before, called Stupid Boys and Their Whiskey Hearts.
So it's called Whiskey Hearts. Yeah, it's funny with that song. I wrote it and then I sent it off to a friend of mine in Virginia. He, 10 minutes later, sent me back a bridge.
Wow.
And so he said, we'll work on this one. And so that's a really talented songwriter named Logan Bath, who yeah, it was funny because it went, I had never met him before. We'd just been talking via the interwebs, and then right. I actually met him this past March. And so it's after like 3 years or something, we finally meet, and that song still lives on. So it's kind of funny how can collaborate all the worlds away. So
that's fascinating. Yeah. Yeah, like this could not have happened like 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago.
Yeah,
now.
No, it's crazy. It's really cool. It brings together lots of musicians, and so.
Yeah, there's a band that I play here on the show called the Valerie Trails. They're from part Australia, part Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And that's what they do. There's a brother on one side of the world, one on the other side of the world, and somehow they create songs.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tanya. You got to get back into there to the cafe, the bean counter, and get cracking on your second set.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
No problem.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
So there you had it, Tanya Gallagher, an extra special guest today. We heard a live acoustic track recorded on a park bench this afternoon. I was sitting on just outside the cafe, the Bean Counter in Williams Lake, British Columbia, and Tanya and I had a chat there about how she ended up in Vancouver from her homeland of United States, Florida to be precise. And we heard that awesome track there, unreleased as of now, and it is called Whiskey Hearts. So thank you, Tanya. You can find her music at tanyagallagher.bandcamp.com. Don't forget, we have a blog with all of our interviews. Tanya's will be up there very soon, and all the archive interviews are there as well at ozstrandedradio.com. And we have an email address. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us. You can find the email address on that blog. You can be like our next artist. We're going to leave you with Cool Fog. He is an electronic artist from Vancouver. He got in touch, and we actually had him as a guest on the show. And I'm going to play for you part of his Summer Mix 2016. It's some cool ambient music. It's a full 10 minutes up on SoundCloud. We're going to play half of it at least. SoundCloud.com/CoolFog if you like what you're just about to hear. Okay, bye for now. We'll be right back.